New York State's long-running corruption crisis continues to this day. For each of the first 7 months of the year, a new high-profile corruption case goes to trial. Last week, the first of those cases went to the jury for deliberations, and in the second case, a trial was averted when a former legislator pleaded guilty. Quite a week. In the guilty plea case, a former state senator from Niagara admitted to the criminal misuse of his campaign funds by illegally steering them into the pocket of an aide. Former Senator Maziarz will pay a fine, but the misdemeanor plea avoids jail time. In the first trial, a top aide to the governor is facing decades in the slammer if convicted. Of course, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. And while the jury deliberates over whether he violated federal bribery laws, the evidence and testimony in the trial revealed serious ethical questions over how the Cuomo administration monitors ethics. Here are a few of those questions. According to the testimony and evidence presented at the trial, the governor's aide, while outside of government service and running the governor's re-election campaign, was able to keep his government security card to gain access to the executive chamber and appears to have been able to use his old office, including conducting business, on the executive office telephone. So the question is, who approved that decision, and was the state's ethics watchdog consulted about this arrangement? Another issue. According to testimony and evidence presented at the trial, the aide was allowed to have an outside consulting business while running the campaign and apparently was still deeply involved in governmental decision-making. Legal advice on ethics issues was given to him while he was employed outside of the government by an administration official. The question, was the state ethics watchdog consulted on this arrangement? Next, according to testimony at the trial, then-gubernatorial candidate Cuomo, who was also the incumbent attorney general, traveled on a donor's personal jet for his gubernatorial campaign. The question, did the state's ethics watchdog approve this travel? According to testimony at the trial, a top administration official vetted campaign contributions made to the governor from political appointees and those seeking government contracts. That official also, reportedly on her own time, vetted campaign contributions for the governor's re-election campaign. According to the New York Times, nearly $900,000 in campaign contributions were made by political appointees during that period. So the question, how is it possible that despite the vetting of contributions by the administration, such money was raised in apparent conflict with the administration's executive order to prohibit such a practice? Next, according to testimony and evidence presented at the trial, $127,000 in campaign contributions were directed by an outside lobbyist working with a company seeking to do business with the state to the governor's re-election campaign through a network of limited liability companies. According to the evidence, at least some of those contributions were disguised by being sent from related limited liability companies whose names did not contain the name of the parent company, that company seeking the contract. So the question, how was this decision and how were those donations vetted by the administration? Next issue, last. According to testimony and evidence presented at the trial, an outside lobbyist regularly communicated with top administration officials through their private email accounts. Contained in those emails were decisions that directly impacted public policies. So the question, why was it that so many high-ranking officials were allowed to conduct business through personal emails? Well, the governor's former top aide's case is before the jury. The verdict is in on the way New York conducts its political business. This disgraceful system directly raises the risk of corruption. Corruption which last week led to another conviction, adding to the dozen so far, a system that will continue to be on trial deep into the summer. Regardless of the verdicts in those trials, the current system is failing to produce integrity in government. New Yorkers deserve only the highest ethical conduct from elected and appointed officials.